Well, it is time for our local hero report with Devon Whitney Deal, who's the local hero program manager for CESA, the community involved in sustaining agriculture. I'm Bob Flaherty, subbing for Monty today. And our guest will be Sandy Cardinal from Buckland, the co-owner with her husband Glenn of Johnson Hill Farm. And coming up very, very shortly is going to be the Lavender Festival. Good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Thanks for having us.
Sandy, let's start with you. You have been raising lavender for a long time now.
It's been a little bit over 12 years that I started planting the lavender. It's down in my south meadow, which is full sun, nice and warm. I started planting that in the labyrinth that I had designed a few years before that. And it's an 11-circuit labyrinth. It's much different than a maze. There are no dead ends. It's not a puzzle.
So when you started this thing, why did you focus on lavender?
Well, I happen to be part of a lavender and herb association. Two things. I had the opportunity to walk a labyrinth that was rimmed with lavender, and the association had access to wholesale prices. It seemed like a perfect combination.
And Bob, it's really amazing because Sandy has how many lavender plants in that labyrinth?
Now I have about 1,500.
Do you wake up every morning and just open up the window and go, just take a deep breath? I mean,
pretty much, yeah. I'll tell you, weeding is very relaxing.
Yeah?
Especially when you're in the middle of 1,500 lavender plants.
Devon, I know you've seen this place. Can you describe it for listeners what a lavender farm actually looks like?
Sandy's farm is in Buckland. Her home is on a hill, and the labyrinth is down the hill. Wide open pasture. I have to tell you that I love the peacefulness of being there. She actually allows people at the festival to bring a picnic lunch if they want, or she will have, I believe, a vendor that will be selling food as well. Bring a blanket, sit yourself down on the grass. It's going to just be a lovely, relaxing time.
I'm very interested in labyrinths. I've done a few of them myself. There's one that we visit in Block Island. There's one up at the prison, up on Route 66. Do you reach some kind of a nirvana? Because so far for me, I've done this a number of times, but so far for me, it's just kind of walking around. Is there something that I should know?
It's interesting. People will ask that at the beginning of the festival. We start with a dove release.
Real, actual doves.
Yes. Following that, we have a labyrinth facilitator who will talk about the history of labyrinths and a little bit about the etiquette. But for the most part, that weekend is to walk the labyrinth and just enjoy it. For some people, it's a pleasant walk, and for others, it might be a spiritual experience. Mm-hmm. But it's different for each person when they walk.
My wife, the lovely and talented Anne Marie, she reached that spiritual moment a half a minute into it. Right, on the very first time. Me, I'm just going to walk around following her. The Lavender Festival, the 12th annual. This is going to be on June 27th and June 28th, Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 4 each day.
I should point out that there's no admission for the weekend, but I do ask people to support the crafters and the instructors who put so much effort into it. Wandering the crafters and artisans' tents, stopping in to sign up for a workshop, grab a little bit to eat from the local vendor. My husband brings his cars out of the garage.
I was just going to say, Sandy, make sure you say those are old-fashioned, you know, cars, not just the regular car.
No, they have to stop and see the hippie bus and the Karmann Ghia.
Bob, I've seen some of these cars. Yeah. They're absolutely fabulous. The hippie van in particular is pretty cool, pretty awesome. I think there's going to be 25 artisan and crafter vendors.
They're local crafters, and their products are a nice variety. We'll have everything from fudge to alpaca products.
What's the best way for people to find out more about the Lavender Festival?
I think going to the CESA website.
That's buylocalfood.org,
yeah.
Bob. One of the things I think is great about summertime in the Valley is that so many of our farmers have events like this on their farm. There's a lot of agritourism. Everybody can go to CESA's website, find the events page, and we will list on there all the great things that the many local hero members have going on.
We've been talking to Devon Whitney Deal, who's the local hero program manager for CESA, and Sandy Cardinal, the owner of Johnson Hill Farm in Buckland, and we're talking about the Lavender Festival coming up on June 27th and 28th. You brought me some stuff.
I brought you some lavender buds.
Okay.
And I brought you what we call a tossie, which is a little sachet filled with lavender. So if you get stressed out, you can just squeeze it and put it up to your nose and relax a little bit.
I'm stressed out right now. Okay.
Well, here you go. Rub this a little bit, Bob. You'll feel better because it smells fabulous.
So you rub it a little bit. Sort of like catnip.
I think it smells a lot better than catnip, personally.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could see myself taking a nice soothing bath with one of these sachets in the water, you know?
I can see that too.
Some people will steep them and make a tea.
I've had brides have their guests toss lavender buds instead of rice. And I like to recommend that people just throw it on the floor and walk around on it a little bit before they vacuum it up. It makes the vacuum smell good, and the house smells good.
At our house, we have a dog. And so when you vacuum, you smell the dog through the vacuum cleaner.
Exactly.
This would be way better.
Oh, way better. Right? Sprinkle it on the dog's bed even, Bob. I might have to get myself some as well.
You know, it's actually working because I've had a stressful morning, as we in radio sometimes experience. And
you're feeling better already,
I'm
aren't you?
I'm feeling better already. Now, do you have these arrayed in the hippie van? Like, do people smoke these?
I did have someone who was threatening to do that, but not highly recommended.
How are these harvested? You've got a whole bag of these little teeny weeny buds.
It's not easy. Mostly what I do is put bundles with the stems still on together. But in order to harvest it, you need to take those little buds and just rub them off the dried stems.
People on the radio can't see this, but Sandy's actually rubbing her hands together. So she's doing this all by hand. It's not. There's not a magic machine.
This is the wonderful Lavender Festival, the 12th annual, and it's going to be in Buckland, home of the Lavender Labyrinth.
Yep, and it is rain or shine.
And the best way to find out more about this is to go on the CECIL website.
Yes, buylocalfood.org.
Sandy Cardinal from Buckland, from the Johnson Hill Farm, thanks for coming in. And Devon Whitney Deal from CECIL.
Thanks,
Bob.
Thank you for having us.